Construction of the Royal BC Museum's new collections and research building is officially underway in Colwood's Royal Bay neighborhood. The 15,200-square-meter building, built of mass timber, will house the province's collections and archives, with dedicated research labs and learning spaces. It's designed to improve access for the public, as only 1% of the museum's vast collection is on display. The province said it expects the building to be substantially completed in the fall of 2025 and open to the public in 2026. The capital cost of the facility is $270 million, up $45.6 million from the province's estimate in June 2021, and $93 million over what was presented in the budget in April 2021. Maple Rinders Constructors Limited, based in Mississauga, Ont., was awarded the contract for the design and construction of the project. Reuben Scholtens, Vice President of Major Projects for Maple Rinders Group, said the company is committed to delivering a world-class facility that will not only serve as a tourist attraction, but also as a symbol of the deep cultural connections between the First Nations community and the land. Its estimated construction of the collections and research facility will generate 1,000 direct and indirect jobs. The new facility will ensure the museum's collections are properly stored and safeguarded and meet international best practices and standards, according to the province. A statement from the Ministry of Culture and Tourism said some of the items in the current archives and museum buildings near the inner harbor are below sea level and at risk from flooding, including books and manuscripts, rare and priceless artworks such as watercolors from the 1700s, several paintings by Emily Carr and early provincial maps. A First Nation ceremony to bless the workers and land was held August 31. Following and respecting Lekwungen protocol by undertaking this traditional ground blessing is what true partnership is all about, said Florence Dick, Nutunat, Indigenous Liaison Officer for the Collections and Research Building, who called the project an example of how all major projects involving the provincial government should be done. D. Kloster at TimesColonist.com